Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain sunny with a high near 21 degrees, wind chill values as low as 11 below zero, south wind 6 to 10 miles an hour with gusts as high as 18 miles per hour. Tonight partly cloudy with the temperature rising to around 17. Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 31, south wind gusts as high as 26 miles an hour. And in the news for today, Wisconsin reported nearly 7,000 new cases of COVID-19 on New Year's Eve. The seven-day average of percent positive by test is 20.7%. The seven-day average of new confirmed cases is 4,626. The state death toll from COVID-19 has reached 10,063. The seven-day average is 22. The majority of counties in the state of Wisconsin report very high COVID-19 disease activity. 52 counties are under the very high category. 20 counties reported critically high COVID-19 activity last week. That according to a report from Madison-based WBAY Television. Vernon County is in the very high category with 10 new confirmed cases reported last Thursday. There were no new deaths or hospitalizations reported at that time. The health department is offering another free drive-through COVID testing day scheduled for tomorrow, Tuesday, January 4th. The drive-through clinic will be held at the Old County Highway Shop, 602 North Main Street in Viroqua, and are available to everyone, even those without symptoms of COVID-19, age 12 months and older. The testing is available from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Participants are asked to remain in their vehicles. The Wisconsin Examiner is reporting that President Joe Biden will continue a pandemic-spurred pause on student loan repayments until May 1st, later this year. Loan repayments were set to restart January 31st, following months of the U.S. Education Department not requiring payments during the pandemic. Biden told the department to extend the moratorium initially placed by President Donald Trump's administration. It was the third extension Biden has directed. Trump's administration froze requirements to repay student loans in the pandemic's early days in March 2020. Upon taking office, Biden extended the pause for 6 months, saying that many borrowers in the pandemic-rocked economy were still having difficulty paying. As the deadline approached, he extended it through January 31, 2022, but had been under pressure in recent weeks to push it back further as the highly transmissible Omicron variant has spread through the U.S. Biden said the freeze has benefited 41 million Americans and was still needed even amid a recovering economic landscape. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.